Gardaí have met with senior RTE personnel as part of their inquiry into a retirement gathering at the station. They're seeking to establish whether the event breached COVID-19 regulations. A number of broadcasters and managers have apologised for their behaviour after they were photographed not practising social distancing or wearing a mask. The chair of the RTE board, meanwhile, Moya Doherty, described the gathering as a matter of serious concern. Our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley has been following developments. Sinead, talk to us first of all, if you would, about this Garda investigation. What's been happening?
That's right. Well, it's an initial examination, is how it's being described, not a full investigation yet. What's happening now is that the Gardaí have to decide, is this something that warrants further investigation? So they have met senior RTE personnel already. I understand that was on foot of a complaint, and they then carry out this initial examination to see if COVID-19 regulations were breached. The regulations, or the legislation, states that a person shouldn't organise or cause to be organised a social or recreational event unless it's outdoors. So it's got to do with the event and the organisation of it. So if there was, for example, to be a further investigation or prosecutions, it would be the organiser or the organisers. Those who attended wouldn't have committed an offence. But that's what they're doing. They're doing that initial investigation now to see if things should go any further. And the inquiries appear to be focused on finding out if the event was impromptu, because that was a word used by RTE initially in an initial statement, or was it organised? So really that will make the difference there as to whether further action will be taken or not. It's all about this decision to organise it. And those investigations are continuing, and RTE have already spoken to them, and they've agreed to answer further questions. Emer Cusack, who's the Director of Human Resources at RTE, did an interview yesterday, and she pointed out that those involved have apologised, and she said that we all, as how she put it, are extremely disappointed and frustrated with what had happened. She said there was a full health and safety review in progress. That's in RTE. And she also pointed out that RTE have met Garda Síochána in respect of this initial inquiry.
Those involved have rightly apologised. We're disappointed and frustrated that this has happened. However, it's important that we look at what has occurred and learn from that. We have a full health and safety review, which is now in progress. In addition, RTE representatives have met with the Garda Síochána earlier today in respect of their inquiry.
Emer Cusack, the chair of the RTE board, Sinead, has also issued a statement. What does that say, and what's their role in this?
Yes, so you've had a number of statements coming from RTE, you know, since this first appeared in the papers and since this story first emerged. Obviously, you had people involved, had apologised and so on, and you had public apologies. But RTE also has a board which, you know, looks over the sort of general direction of the broadcaster, and its chair is Moya Doherty, and she issued a separate statement yesterday in which she said that the failure to adhere to proper social distancing was a matter of serious concern for the board. She also said that there's an onus on everyone in RTE to be above reproach and lead by example, and she said that she had asked for an update on the matter and that the board will address the matter at its meeting next week.
There's also been a further apology from the Director of News and Current Affairs, John Williams.
That's right. John Williams was delivering the John Cunningham Journalism Lecture to NUI Galway students last night. This was a pre-arranged lecture that he was going to deliver on journalism and the importance of journalism. So he did begin his lecture by pointing out that, you know, rather than reporting the news, that RTE itself had been in the news this week. And he spoke about his own role in it and said it was an error of judgment, which he deeply regretted.
I do need to take a moment to talk about why RTE is making headlines now for the wrong reasons. I am one of those who failed to observe the necessary social distancing in RTE earlier this month. It was an error of judgment which I deeply regret and for which I take full responsibility. I apologize unreservedly, and I am very sorry that I failed to do the right thing on this occasion.
John Williams, where does this go from here, Sinead?
Well, you have a number of strands now as to where it will go. There's also going to be a meeting of the Oireachtas Committee on the Oireachtas Committee on Media and Culture, which is due to meet this week. Niamh Smith is the chair of that committee, and she said yesterday on the Clare Byrne show, again, she raised this issue of was it an impromptu gathering, and said it is something that the committee will, when they meet, they will discuss as to whether it should go any further. And I expect that RTE executives may well be called in front of that committee to answer questions, and RTE pointing out that in the past it has always, you know, complied with being asked to come in front of these committees. So you have that. So you could well see RTE people up in front of that committee. You also have, obviously, that Gardaí initial investigation is continuing. And then there's an internal health and safety review as well. And then the RTE board saying that they're going to look at it. So there's several, I suppose, inquiries, several discussions going on as to what happens next.
Sinead Crowley, Arts and Media Correspondent. Thank you for that.